Welcome back, everybody. Israeli forces have invaded a town in southern West Bank, injuring at least three Palestinians. Palestinian medical sources say Israeli forces attacked the town of Beit Omar and opened fire at dozens of people there. Israeli forces also arrested 13 Palestinians in West Bank and Jerusalem al-Quds. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers opened fire at the Palestinians south of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. No injuries were reported in the attack. During the past weeks, the occupied West Bank has been witnessing clashes between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians over Tel Aviv's war on Gaza. And to tell us what took place in Beit Omar in the occupied West Bank, we're joined by our correspondent, Nell Burden, from Ramallah. Nell?
Yes, absolutely. Now, Hebron, otherwise known as Al-Khalil, actually got hit worse last night. There was a large army presence came into the village of Beit Omar. Many Palestinians came to meet them in order to defend their village against the raids. So immediately the Israeli army opened fire, first of all, with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets, and then some live fire. So there were two people who were badly injured, but there were many injuries and also people suffering from tear gas inhalation. Also in the village of Yatta in the south of Hebron, the Israeli settlers coming from a very extremist settlement nearby opened fire. Now, this has actually been happening more and more recently, particularly the raids and arrests of Palestinians. Now, last night, 14 Palestinians were actually captured by the Israeli army throughout the West Bank. This happened in Nablus, in a small village called Berka, all the way up to Tilkarem in Ramallah, Bethlehem, and also Hebron al-Khalil. So the Ministry of Prisoners Affairs actually announced that the sweeping rests and house raids that are taking place at the moment, we're looking at similar figures to what happened during the Second Intifada, particularly also in Jerusalem al-Quds. So we had over 5,000 prisoners 2 months ago, Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails. This number has gone up to 7,000. The majority who have recently been arrested are being held in administrative detention without charge or trial.
Okay, thank you very much. Nell Burden, our correspondent, joining us from Ramallah.